The question was asked in light of a ruling in the Supreme Court, how would we view exposing children to families, if you can call them that, where two men are living together, where if two men are living together and they say in all other ways they lead a Jewish lifestyle, but they want to send their son to a Jewish day school, so why would we have an issue with that in terms of our children being exposed to that?
I live with other men.
So... The first point we have to know is that the Talmud in Tractate Shabbos tells us that in the generation of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, towards the end of the Second Temple period, they made decrees to ensure that Jewish children would not play with non-Jewish children. And the reason the Talmud says is because the non-Jewish children might get them used to sleeping with men. That's the reason the Talmud says that it was so prevalent, I guess, in that society that the Talmud says that if a Jewish boy is playing with a non-Jewish boy, and in the non-Jewish culture it's so common that men are sleeping with men, so then the Jewish boy might get used to that. So that line in Talmud gives us a lot of insight, because if we would just look at the Torah says it's an abomination. So we would think, it's an abomination. It's like eating worms and it's like eating spiders, you know. Why would a person want to eat spiders? It's disgusting. Do I have to be worried that if my son has his best friend eats spiders, my son will want to eat spiders? So the Torah says there are certain things that are disgusting. So we would think that our nature would be repulsed by them. Comes the Talmud and tells us, no. If a kid gets exposed to something at a young age, and perhaps not only at a young age, I don't know, so then they might not be repulsed by it, and on the contrary, they might be attracted to it. And so part of what we're trying to do in educating our children is to develop within their soul and their perspective the understanding of what's normal and what's an abomination, what's a correct way of life and what's not. When we expose children and we say, yeah, some people sit down and have a meal and they eat their cereal out of a bowl, and other people go to the toilet bowl and pour in their cereal and eat the cereal out of there. So what would you say? I don't want my kid exposed to that. That's crazy. Yeah, well, this isn't any different. You don't want your kid growing up thinking there are two norms. You know, you just scrub the toilet bowl clean, and then you pour in cereal and have your cereal there. You wouldn't want that. You'd say, that's disgusting. That's not normal. I don't want that. Well, this is no different. And to expose the child to this as though it's a norm, what I'm doing is I'm destroying their perspective. Children don't know. Children, you know, they learn by most of what we learn from viewing society around us. Our styles of talk, our acceptance of what's good and kind and bad and not kind. So these are things we learn from those around us. So if we want our children to have a correct perspective, we have to develop that. And that's why here, although I feel very badly for the child, it's not his fault, he's done nothing wrong. Nonetheless, our rule is that we try to incorporate every child into education. The Talmud even says a child that doesn't understand, so long as he's not hurting the other children, keep him in class, because it will benefit him to sit next to other children who are learning. Don't pressure him, don't beat him, have patience with him. And the fact that he's with other kids that are learning, will eventually it'll affect him positively as well. But that's as long as he's not hurting them.
What I came down on without knowing is just not in his public. In other words, if they have a picture of the wedding on the wall, they live in one bedroom, that's one thing. If they live like roommates, I mean, I happen to know of two women, divorced women, who are living in a way they shouldn't live, but they have separate rooms, they have roommates, but the one who has custody of the kids. You know, the kids think that I'm living with, mom's friend, you know, and mom, and they have separate rooms. Then if someone comes to the house and this and that, when they're impressionable agents, they don't see or know, or there's no real question. Then I wouldn't turn the kid away from my home.
I hear you.
But, you know, that's different.
Right. I could hear that. That's Rav Herschel Schachter once... they asked that in shul, they announced a Shalom Zachar, that two women who were living together as husband and wife, and they, I don't know, with in vitro fertilization, I don't know how, they had a baby, and then they made a Shalom Zachar, and they wanted it announced in shul. And Rav Herschel Schachter said, no one may go to that. He said, you can't do that. If a person's sinning in private, that's their problem. To publicize it, make it as though this is normal, that's wrong.
The amazing thing is that some people like that still want